Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by Finglets. Have you lost a finger or toe in an industrial press, car door, domestic abuse situation, or birth defect? If so, you know the embarrassment that comes with job interviews, dates, and sporting events.
Yeah, Derek, I'd love to go out on a date. I'm so glad I ran into you. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, his finger looked like a Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Try a Finglet temporary faux finger. Now available in 5 colors to match your own skin tone. Imperial Ivory, Goldenrod, Jaundice, Mudslide, or Harlem Black. Just peel off the adhesive backing, press firmly onto your stump, and voila! A realistic-ish finger that won't cause people to be weirded out when you shake their hands or play rock, paper, scissors with them. Finglets, by the makers of I Have an Ear Now.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's damn exploded up with hot piss!
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know
what
a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your tongue. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full-blown AIDS.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got rubbing my tummy.
Yes, hey freaks! Tim Benson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. Busy day. DVDA coming at you at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not around a computer at that time, that's okay. If you got an iPhone, you can download the Ustream app. I don't know if they have one for Android yet, but some people called in to DVDA last Monday saying that they were watching on the iPhone app, so that's very cool. Don't forget, archives are available exclusively on the Sideshow, so if you miss it, you can watch all of the programs on the Sideshow. What is that? Rob Peters is on the line. Rob, what's going on?
I just took the banana out of my ass.
Okay.
I just took it out of my ass.
Oh, and you put it in your mouth.
I'm jerking off it.
Yeah?
You're stuck in my ass.
Oh. Yeah, and now you're sucking the banana.
Love it.
You can't afford a real sex toy? Why not go to Adam and Eve? Use coupon code FREAK or DV for 50% off just about any item. Look, any chance to fit in a plug. What do you got there now?
Rob Peters.
Cucumber?
A California cocksucker on Feeders and Eaters.
Okay.
Fitness 04. Hotmail. Fitness 04.
Sure. Little plug
Master
for you.
Alex made me do it. I'm a fucking cocksucker.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. We'll talk to you later. Rob likes to check in occasionally with us. I do have a great show for you. We kick things off with a piece of Korean audio. This woman is trying to teach us English.
All right. Okay. This is last one. Let's take review.
The problem is her pronunciation of some of these English words, I think.
Do you have cock?
Why, yes, I do have cock.
Remember cock?
Yes.
It's not cock in Korean. What's cock? Cola. Cola.
Oh, she's trying to say coke, not cock.
So do you have? What do you have?
Cock.
Good. So cock. Cola 있어요? Cola 있어요? And they said yes. What's yes?
Wait, is she trying to teach us English? Or is she trying to teach us Korean?
Simple. 네. 네.
네.
And?
So if someone asks me, do you have cock? I say, 네. 네.
Please give me cock.
Oh. Again, 네. Yes.
Oh, please give me cock. I want a cock. Please give me cock. Cock?
Again, she's trying to say coke.
La. Please give me. What's please give me? Good. Cola 주세요.
Jews hate you, okay?
Cola 주세요.
Jews hate you.
Ask them the price of cock. How much is this?
How much is this cock? All right, thank you very much. Work on your pronunciation. Sometimes it can make all the difference. All right, moving on. I've got a clip here from a local newscast. Apparently, a big fat man is upset because all you can eat doesn't mean 80 pounds worth of fish.
a local restaurant. A customer got upset because an all-you-can-eat fish fry didn't live up to its name. Annie Scholes is live in Thiensville with this true fish tale. Annie.
Lord.
Well, Mike, at 6'6", 350 pounds, Bill Wist admits that he can pack it away more than most. And he wants one local restaurant to...
How big is he?
6'6", 350 pounds, Bill Wist admits that he can pack it away more than most. And he wants one local restaurant to make all you can eat, all he can eat, too.
It's false advertising.
Bill Wisseth has a beef with the all-you-can-eat fish fry at Chuck's Place in Thiensville. He was there Friday when the restaurant cut him off after he ate a dozen pieces.
We asked for more fish, and they refused to give us any more fish.
The restaurant says it was running out of fish.
He ate all of their fish.
Fish and patients, arguing Bill has been a problem customer.
I'm madder than fish grease.
Customer before. They sent him on his way with another 8 pieces, but that still wasn't...
All right, they gave him 8 more pieces of fish. What was he eating?
Enough. He was so fired up, he called the police.
Why did you think you needed to call the police about it?
Well, because I think that people have to stand up for consumers.
And he wasn't done. He came back 2 days later with a picket sign.
All right, his picket sign is the funniest thing I've seen. It's this giant piece of cardboard, right? And then written in pencil, it says something like unfair,
Elizabeth.
Unfair buffet or something like that. But you can't, you know, when you write when you write in pencil on cardboard, it doesn't really show up. It's not even like bold or anything. He just wrote it. Unfair buffet, and that's it. You can't see it.
Fleming is a waitress there and says they've tried to work with Bill over the years, like letting him have a tab he still hasn't paid off.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, I've got a running account here.
Bill isn't...
He's never paid his tab. Everyone involved in this story is stupid. The news is stupid for covering this story. The big 8,000-pound man is stupid.
Backing down.
And the restaurant's stupid for giving this guy a tab.
Saying his fish fry fight
That's is dangerous.
Isn't over. But in the end, even he had something nice to say.
They do have, like, some of the best pizza in town, if you like deep dish pizza.
All right, there you go. Little endorsement.
Well, Bill tells me he's going to pick it every Sunday until the restaurant rethinks what happened.
They should just change. It should be all-you-can-eat buffet up to, you know, 10 pieces of fish.
On your side, live in Thiensville, Annie Scholes, today's TMJ4.
Thanks, Annie. Oh.
Dumb story. Apparently being fat is headline news now. Fat and hungry. All right, moving on. I've got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is courtesy of DV Lit longtime listener Rob from Cleveland. Rob's from Youngstown, Ohio, and actually knows this guy or knows of him. His name is Brandon Chaos, which I'm sure is his God-given name. According to his bio, he's a longtime frontman of several hot national... Sure, national and local, mostly local, Youngstown, Ohio acts. He's apparently gearing up to release a solo album. Here's a few of his songs. First up, here's Lucid Nightmares. Darkness falls in, lightning on the walls in. Yeah. Corpse and demons, blood on the walls. Coming for your soul. Oh my God, that's bad. Do you think it's any worse, though, than the dude from Ashtabula who I discovered?
Bless you for all the things that you've given me. Every time you hold me in your arms, am I just dreaming?
Oh, God.
Or have you come to save my soul? And will you be there? Forever. here.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. All right. Okay. Seriously, that's enough. Drive me crazy. One more clip and then we'll get in the news. You know, I featured Fifi LaFag recently on the program. Also on DVDA, you actually got to see Fifi LaFag. But I wanted to see how the other side lives, the dominant people, the masters and shit. So I found this guy. I don't know what's going on. I think he's into feet, like into guys like worshiping his feet. But the title of this video is Peanut Butter Pig.
Well, here we go, all. I'm going to feed my little slave here some lunch today. Go ahead and sniff those smelly socks.
Yeah, that's your lunch.
Sure,
feet.
I get you a little lunch going.
Disgusting. All right, what could lunch be? Just sucking on his toes.
Good boy.
Oh, he has a jar of peanut butter. What could that be used for?
Big old glob of peanut butter. My little piggy.
This is so stupid.
Fucking lick this shit till it's spotless, boy. Be a little piggy today.
Is that chunky or smooth? I mean, you know what? You know how I feel about feet. But he does a good job licking those off. You know, the thing about XTube now is there are people on there that charge you to watch their videos. I'm very interested in this guy named Greek Farts. Apparently he's Greek and he likes to fart. But he's got some videos up. Chase eating peanut butter out of my ass. Chase eating peanut butter out of my hole.
Yeah, chewed on, aren't you? Yeah. Chewing that fucking heel.
Okay, enough with the guy eating peanut butter. Here's one more slave being verbally abused.
Yeah, my fucking faggot bitch.
Yeah.
Man, look how fucking lame, yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah, you're my fucking faggot bitch.
Cunt on his lead. Yeah, fucking cunt boy.
He's all chained up.
Yeah, my fat faggot bitch. You're my fat cunt. Yeah, fucking serve me, you bitch. Yeah.
Fucking fat bitch.
Fucking hell. Oh, yeah, my bitch. You deserve me. Yeah, fuck, bitch. Get you in your coal and your chain, you cunt. Yeah, you fat faggot cunt.
You fat faggot cunt.
Yeah, you fucking faggot.
Everything in that sentence was something derogatory. Fat faggot cunt.
You're just lying here. Faggot cunt. My faggot cunt, aren't you, bitch? Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, you just fucking come here for service. Yeah, come here to serve me, don't you, cunt?
Yes,
man. Fat, fat, what are you?
Fat faggot cunt.
Yeah, fat faggot cunt. Who's fat?
Faggot cunt. Fuck, faggot cunt. It's a chance.
Faggot cunt, are you?
Yes,
yeah, your master rates aims, faggot bitch boy. Yeah, I fucking own you, cunt, don't I? Yeah, fucking own you, you bitch. Look at all your collar and your chain on your cunt. Yeah, fucking come here to get abused, don't you?
Oh.
Yeah, you fucking love being abused, you fat.
You fat faggot cunt, yeah, we get it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Da 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 la da. This is the song that starts the news section. This is the song that starts the TV news. Yeah! Let's start the TV news. But first, here's an ad for the sideshow. Yeah! Yeah, brand new DVDA, which is the Distorted View Daily After Show. It's a video program, live streaming show, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out. If you can't, don't worry. It's available in the archives at superfreaksideshow.com. Yes, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Become a member, $6.99 a month. It really does help support the program. We also have yearly memberships available for $66.99 a year. And when you equal it out, you get a bunch of months free. It equals out to about $5.50 a month or something like that, which is a great deal. Lifetime memberships are available, so if you got your tax refund money back and never want to worry about recurring charges again, you can sign up for a lifetime membership. It's all at superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and, of course, video casts. Tomorrow's show, as a matter of fact, will be sideshow exclusive. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now. Once again, the address is superfreaksite.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story from England here. While a soup slurper or sandwich chomper could be irritating to most, for 19-year-old Emma Real, everyday noises are unbearable. She suffers. We should have her listen to me singing and see what happens. Make it stop! Kill herself. She suffers from a rare disease known as misophonia, in which she simply cannot tolerate noises like chewing, swallowing, and breathing. How about this noise? What do you think this would do to her?
Patty cake.
Patty cake!
Lay your bread. Gotta get me some.
No, no, no. It's not rainbow bread, Kelly. It's Wainbow bread. Oh, is this colonial bread? We're doing colonial bread right now?
Patty cake. Patty cake. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wainbow. Okay, try it again. Make sure you get that speech impediment sound we're looking for.
Patty cake. Oh, rainbow bread.
There we go.
Gotta get me some.
You nailed it.
Patty cake.
Ears start bleeding.
Cause it's good bread. You know that it's fresh bread.
There's no R in bread. There's just a W. B-W-E-A-D. Oh, Kelly Crane. You're so talented.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fresh. I'd love to play that whole Test of Patience episode of Distorted View Daily, featuring like 20 minutes of rainbow bread for this girl who goes insane with like just the slightest sound of someone chewing. Drive her crazy. All right. The neurological condition, which literally means the hatred of sound, means that many of its sufferers are forced into a life of quiet solitude. Mrs. Real goes to university and feels a sharp anxiety anytime she has to go to lecture. Immediately after hearing one of my triggers, I become enraged. I become very hot, tingly, and anxious, she explained. There are about 25 kids in this class, and 5 of them have colds, so it's pretty hard for me to deal with it. It's like sniffling. Like that probably drives her crazy. Those who suffer from the affliction are often driven into lives of quiet and solitude simply because they can't stand to be around people who make the simplest of noises. Even the sound of texting and feet hitting flip-flops could send a misophonia sufferer over the edge. There's been little study into the causes of misophonia or whatever the fuck it's called. Though experts say the condition, or misophonia, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce anything, though experts say the condition worsens at the advent of adolescence. Neuroscientist Aji R. Moeller, or something, who works at the University of Texas, said that there is no known effect of treatment, though Mrs. Real said she better contains her anger when she exercises frequently and keeps to a schedule. It's a good thing I don't have a friend with this affliction, because I would do everything in my ability to trigger... to trigger those rages.
Patty cake.
Son of a bitch!
Patty cake. Oh, rainbow bread. Gotta get me some. Patty cake. Patty cake.
It's the patty and patty cakes.
Rainbow bread is my number one.
Homicidal rage. All right, second story we have for you today. Alina Sarag was seen by more than 5 doctors at 4 different hospitals, but medics failed to detect the curable disease of tuberculosis. Her distraught parents even called her general practitioner more than 50 times about their daughter's ailing condition over a 4.5-month period before her final death on January 6th, as opposed to her other deaths that weren't final. An inquest heard that her general practitioner, Dr. Sherard Shiparakadatta Pandit, accused her parents of mollycoddling her. If someone told me that I was mollycoddling someone, I wouldn't know what that meant. Thank you? Shockingly, He even claimed her symptoms were brought on because she was simply lovesick. She got a broken heart. That's not a real medical condition. So wait a second. I'm looking at the symptoms of tuberculosis right here. Fever. Right, so she had a fever, chills, night sweats, loss of appetite, weight loss, and significant finger clubbing. So she had clubbed fingers. Ah, she got her heart broken. Is this because of a boy? Idiot. All right. Yes, the doctor said all the problems were in her head and she should see a psychiatrist or spiritual healer. When he said that in front of her, it totally broke her heart, said her father. The doctor said, she's only doing that to keep you in the house so you don't go from there. She's trying to keep you at home. That's what his explanation was. Mr. Sarang, or Sarong, whatever, also claims Dr. Pandit refused to test his daughter for TB. He told the inquest, he said, we don't need those tests. We're not going to get them done either. As you tried to progress, he just totally changed the subject. Mr. Sarong, who's also being treated for TB now, told the inquest his daughter vomited up to 10 times a day and had to be carried to bed like an old woman with weak legs. Sounds like a broken heart to me. She was prescribed a course of antibiotics at Birmingham Chest Clinic, but medical staff never followed up on her treatment. She was struck down again in July 2010 after returning from a trip to Pakistan with her family. The inquest heard a simple phlegm test would have shown that she was suffering from TB, but this was never carried out. Instead, doctors shrugged off her family concern and told them she was suffering from a chest infection despite being classified as a high-risk patient. Her weight plummeted, and at one point she was so ill she could not tolerate anything but baby food. So there you go. Poor girl was rushed to the hospital after suffering breathing difficulties, and she died of cardiac arrest. So there you are. Final story we have for you today. I like to end those stories abruptly. And she died. The end. Moving on. Now let's talk about a real tragedy. A giant penis was blown up. A 3.5-ton model penis work of art was exploded into the air in Austria. The giant penis artwork, Gaia, measuring over 4 meters, was designed by Emmerich Weissenberg or something, but it has now been blown up during a controlled explosion, all in the name of art. I hope it's on YouTube, and they do it in slow motion. The organic remains of the exploded penis will now be buried in gardens. The sculptor decided on this stunt, as he claimed, I wanted to express the message that you should not destroy art or penises. If you do not understand it, there should be an active dialogue about it. But you're the sculptor, and you decided that it should be blown up. I don't understand. The giant penis was originally designed for the Vienna Green Expo in 2011, where it caused outrage amongst locals unhappy about the large statue in the Austrian capital. It was then moved to a thermal spa resort. Yes. Nothing depicts relaxation and serenity more than a giant fucking penis out the window. All right, yes, it was part of the Hunderwasser Reloaded exhibition in the resort. The artist's design was part of the project Realization of Art and Sustainable Development. So there you go. Maybe the penis was made out of sustainable resources or something. I don't know. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Tricky from Western Australia.
Whatever happened to the Puerto Rican fat man? Hey, Timmy Boo. Or no, how does he, what is it? The Puerto Rican fat man. I'm just calling to tell you I love you. I kind of miss him.
I was listening to some old shows a while back, and you remember that guy who likes people to ring him up and... you know, shit for him, and, you know, the...
It's just a fun thing.
Just a fun thing.
Yeah, you know, the blind guy.
That guy. About a year ago, you called him, and you played a recording of a shit, and I'm just wondering if you've still got his number and can call him back?
No, oh my God. You know, I think I found his phone number in... he gave it away in one of his messages, or in one of his videos, right? I'll have to go back and try to find it again and give that guy a call. The deal is he's blind. For those of you who don't remember, this guy's blind, and he'll load up videos on YouTube of guys shitting, right? That's all he watches on YouTube. He's fascinated with guys shitting, the sound of guys pooping, and he would leave comments reply videos to guys shitting and saying, hey, would you like to call me and describe the shits you're taking, right? And so he left his phone number, and I got a hold of him, and I played sound effects of shitting, and I tried to talk to him. But, yeah, I would love to find his phone number again, give him a call, see how he's doing. Okay, thank you very much for that.
Did you give him Hippie Freak here?
I'm calling
to let you know that I'm loving the show, getting high, listening to the show. And nice. For the first time, I finally understand the comment that you sound like Snagglepuss when you get excited.
Really? I've been very agitated on DVDA, because of technical issues and, these fucking websites now, like YouTube and shit, it's all covered in ads. When you start a video, ads pop up. And play first, and then when you click to play a video, there's little ads that pop up over the video, and then fucking Ustream has ads, and I gotta make sure to mute things. I mean, it's a whole production, and there's always fuck-ups.
It took me forever to hear it,
and I just get agitated and angry, and then apparently my Snagglepuss meets Yosemite Sam voice comes out.
I finally heard it. You very much sound like Snagglepuss.
Oh, shut up,
anyway,
Ethan.
Still loving the show. It's fantastic.
I do not sound like Snagglepuss. Stop it.
Hey, Tim. Fetch Mamer Kenny here. And I had a comment about the Sextastic Tuesday on your WEKEND.
Oh, yes. I did a special Sextastic Saturday.
Although you're so backed up, you're probably not going to get it for about a month.
No, come on.
That story you read about that guy who was just like, he's like, oh, I've got a massive 11-inch cock, and he calls everybody bitch and kills him.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't see the humor in it because I know, maybe it's just because I'm a psychology major and I try to analyze everything, but like, I could almost see the person's mentality behind that. Or even if this was just a joke, I know people.
Yeah, there are people that act like that.
People who think they're like so cool, maybe not to that degree.
Yeah.
But.
Then I walked into my mom's house and I pointed a gun at her face and I said, bitch, suck my dick. And she said, what? And I blew her fucking head off. And then I fucked her corpse. Like, that was pretty much the whole Sextastic Tuesday. It was like that.
Hey there, Tim. I don't think they were ever really acknowledged. And that's why I'm calling now, because a couple months back, there was a couple that called in and the girlfriend was getting her throat fucked and made that lovely gobbling noise, which was supposed to be funny, but actually it was the first, last, and only time that your program has ever, and probably will ever, get me hard.
Really? There was a girl who's calling in sucking a dude's dick? I don't remember that. Like, deep-throating a guy and gagging?
And I just thought that they needed
this program's great! You never know what you're going to hear on TV.
Kudos. And
usually some gay shit. But aside from that, you don't know what you're going to hear.
The lady stole my coffee.
I'm sorry, you fucking bitch!
Okay. Reenactment there for you. Next up?
Hey, Jim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Huh. Just thought you'd like to hear this.
Hi, Tone Deaf Sean. What is this? I can't hear. Again, guys, don't play audio over the phone. It never works.
Good afternoon, Mr. Henson. Hey, Monkey here.
Hi, K-Monkey.
To know that since you were sweating like a pig the other day, I've ordered you a small little fan you can put under your desk.
Oh.
And I shipped it to the P.O. box, so the post office is probably holding you hostage by the time you get this message. I hope you've received it.
Cool. Y'all have to check my post office box. I have this thing now, this app, or not an app, I'm sorry, but I set it up so whenever I get mail at my post office box, it's supposed to send me a text message, but I did not receive one. But I'll stop at my post office box tomorrow and check it out. That was a very thoughtful gift for once. It wasn't, a tuft of pubic hair or fake shit or something. This is actually something I could use or hover around advertising material. I'm still getting, by the way, stuff in the mail from Hover Round. to Timmy Buhensin. They really think they can get me as a customer. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Yeah, you faggot cunt.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget about DVDA. Tomorrow's show will be a Sideshow exclusive one. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now. And I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody, y'all. We'll be here, turning around. Time again, watch it come down.
Mrs. Butterworth's is twice as thick, and it's made with
horse urine.